It's Friday. Do you know where your IT pros are? We don't. It's Patch and Switch. And now, two guys who can't even afford an 8-inch audio cable, but somehow manage to stream every other week. It's Patch and Switch.
Just hold the mic up a little closer.
I think Steve, the audio guy, stole the cable.
I can hold it over there.
Steve's gone.
Steve left, and he took the audio cables with him.
Yeah. Upsets. Upset workers. Oh, need to fade that one out. Can you fade that? You are the audio engineer. Yeah,
I'm working on that. I'm working on that.
Hit the volume down button just really slowly.
That's what I'm trying to do.
And it jumps out because, you know, it's not really smooth.
No, it's when you hit the mute button.
And I got to say, the announcer guy's being very generous by saying every 2 weeks. This is only the second two-week interval that we've been able to get on schedule for a while.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying.
That's a new trend. It's a new streak.
Yeah, right? Failing fast.
It's like a new Snapchat. Yes. A Snapchat streak, right?
Is it officially a streak now on Snapchat? With
I think so, because it's 2 weeks in a row. So okay. Yeah,
there we go.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the show in the
ever shrinking room. Like, what's going on?
Apparently, it is. Everything is changing.
So Steve not only took the cables, he also took the table that was supposed to be set up for Jared to join us.
Yeah.
And so now Jared has to join us at the table.
At the big table.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
And then he also took the TriCaster.
So we're cobbled together now.
Yeah, with tin cans of duct tape and maybe some fishing wire.
See, yep. Now the issue is we need to get actual mics with booms on them, because now I need to have the mic like here, because I'm going to be looking towards you and looking towards you, and I don't know where my...
You can just kind of do this. So, don't do that.
But the cable still isn't long enough, because the cable stretcher hasn't
arrived
yet. No, they fixed that. I can't pull on this cable anymore.
Oh, really? Don't do that. No, stop. Stop.
Hang on.
No.
Stop.
Get
this.
Stop.
See, I could put this on top of my keyboard, but that wouldn't work.
Okay, well.
Okay. Anyway. Yeah. The effort, I like the wording behind me, which is the welcome to Channel 9. We've got fake plants.
Nice.
Because there's a fake plant right there. You can just kind of see it over my shoulders.
Yeah,
it's all fancy, but we have not yet been able to make it over to the Microsoft archive to pick up some of our own swag or decor.
I don't think they'd call it swag because we can't take it home.
No, that's true. The decor that we would use in the studio, because there's all sorts of cool stuff here. But I did notice this. The Buffett and Gates Go Back to School DVD collection.
What? Oh, man.
That's awesome. Nice. That is fantastic. That's awesome. All right. Anyway.
And that's not Jimmy Buffett either.
No, that would be Warren, I believe.
Yeah. His older brother.
His older, more well-to-do brother.
The younger brother went to Margaritaville. He went to Nebraska.
He went to business school.
One's a financial guru. The other's a tequila guru. Well,
both have their place.
Absolutely. Absolutely. How's it going, man? What's going on? Enjoying the tea?
The tea is nice. It's okay, soothing. Good. It's not caffeine, but it's soothing.
Okay.
It's kind of funny. The name of the show includes, what was it? Something about diet. Came up last time. I should know this because I posted this thing. I'm one month in. I'm losing track of time already.
Moose boat horrible diet.
Because the last time you were in this, I was literally in the middle of my sugar detox for the body. And now it's just this nice tea. It's just soothing. And I no longer have fits of rage because of caffeine, which is nice too.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to go on that diet.
Anything more worse than that would be if you were on like a vodka diet too, double headed.
Where I couldn't have vodka.
Couldn't have vodka or caffeine. There'd be a problem.
I've done that before, but I had caffeine.
Things are going well, my friend. Things are going well. I started a new job. I can talk about it now.
So I want to talk to you about this. I know you did. Before you talk to any of us about it.
What? About the fact that I have a new job?
Yeah, you were planning on taking a new job and none of us hear about it until you freaking blog about it.
Yeah, it's you know, it's...
Wait,
it's,
he has a new job?
You didn't even tell him?
He doesn't even know.
Well, he doesn't even read your blog, so it's all good.
He doesn't read my emails either, so...
No, I look at Skype and Teams.
And, Skype and you didn't look at Teams because you're like, are we doing a show tomorrow? And I'm like, have you checked Teams?
Oh, see, I've got too many like, teams I belong to. So, yeah. Yeah, so it's a new team, new team that's being built. We're using an older Microsoft Teams workspace that already exists. And it's inside Growth and Ecosystems, or G&E, which is still part of engineering.
Very cool.
And it's going to be awesome. We have one confirmed team member besides myself, which is the Honorable, I'll say that loosely, Honorable Michael Bender has joined our team, which is cool.
Excellent.
And we got two more ladies that are joining, but can't talk about it yet until the paperwork is signed and background checks have been passed.
How did you pass your background checks?
I got in before they did background checks.
Oh,
that's
okay.
The thing. Oh, that's, so we're good that
that's
way.
That's easy.
All right, cool. Pierre says, Canadian rage. Sorry.
Aptly put, my
friend. Geth has also joined, and Nicholas has joined us. He's doing the clapping emoji, probably in congratulations of the job.
See, I still can't see where he's
Sean Lowe is here. Visio VP guy is here. Scott is in the house. JFlow is in the house. No, literally in the house. He's actually sitting just outside of camera because we won't let him on.
You could just lean over and wave. Like, literally, there's no security.
He probably could.
The fact that we have Jared sitting at the same table with us is crazy with the number of laptops you have to have.
Yeah.
Someone in the room said I have a face for radio.
He has a face for radio.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, okay, that works for me. Tiago has joined as well, and Soren, both who we haven't seen in quite some time. Of course, it helps if we actually show up to the show. And apparently, Golnaz has joined.
Oh, nice. You're being watched.
We're being watched.
Well, it is that time.
It is that time for renewal. So Patch and Switch is going to be up for a contract renewal. I'm hoping I might have some sway now that I work on the team, but I have no guarantees of that.
Well,
let's try and get on Netflix, guys.
Syndicate us to Netflix?
No.
No. We'd have to pre-record all the shows and then release them all at once for a season. 24 hours of Patch and Switch that we just chop up into 1 hour increments for one season. And we can just film it continuously. About halfway through the season, it gets really slow. And the writers kick in again, especially with no caffeine.
I'm pretty sure nobody wants to binge watch Patch and Switch. If you get the podcast posted, they will have the opportunity, right? We're a little behind.
Seven more in the queue.
Have you been posting them?
The volunteer brigade of closed captioning experts are almost done closed captioning the shows.
Okay, cool. It
takes a long time to closed caption seven hours of video.
And we actually edit out the open captioning here, correct?
Yes. Okay. Yes, we do.
Okay.
All right. Do you do that?
I do that.
Do you?
I actually edit.
Wow. I didn't know that. I was just pulling down the files thinking they were just regular files.
No. Wow. I actually edit.
Fantastic.
Well, if they were closed captioning, where would the closed caption go? Because it's, anyway.
You know, this actually brings up a good opportunity for our how many people do we have right now online watching this?
17.
We have likes. We have 17 people viewing. These 17 people can help us decide if we need to change the format, update the format. It's been over a year and change. We've been doing the same kind of format. It's been an hour long. You know, like, should we add a new segment? Should we remove a segment? Do we remember what all five segments are?
I was going to say, it's lucky that we actually do a segment.
We should actually put that on the paper roll, pull it down, and be able to. Okay, the segments are.
Well, put that on the parking lot, would you?
Yeah,
what are the
exactly.
segments?
Yeah,
put it in the parking lot. They're saying the audio is low. Okay. So hang on, audio guy, just up the master a wee bit. And then hopefully that'll help.
Yep. I'm glad you...
We have a new system. That is way low.
It should be up hitting the yellows.
Yeah, it should be up in the yellows. Can we up the input on that?
No,
on that guy? It's max out?
Max it out. Come on, you can do
Maybe
it.
Maybe we can up the
Make
gain
louder,
on the master.
Make it louder.
We're working on it.
Notch it.
We're working
Notch
on it.
Notch it up. Almost there.
Stay on target.
Come on. Almost there. Let's go.
On target. Stay on target.
Higher.
This is exciting television.
I know, right?
Internet
more gigawatts.
Okay, that's fine.
More gigawatts.
I think we're good.
Pierre suggesting more beer is an option, too.
Of course. And who wouldn't? Is that better? Steve, is it better?
We're doing live troubleshooting on the live stream. Awesome. I think he dropped off.
Sure.
I think he's dropped off.
Pierre says, is this a ploy just to get Jared under the table? No, we can. No.
No.
No. Not this time. But good idea.
Yep.
So you're from the trenches, obviously, is the new J-O-B.
It is getting done all the new hire stuff, getting organized, starting some planning work, hiring people, going through multiple interview loops, kicking over tea dispensers.
Oh, you just about knocked it over.
Almost knocked it over.
And now it's completely over and there's tea leaves all over the floor.
I thought it went the other way.
Yes,
so the team.
Continue to talk. Yes. I'm going to check the audio.
You got it. So the team, because you can't hear this because the audio anyway. The team is basically a set of cloud advocates, similar to what the cloud developer advocates have done over the last year or so, that are focused on creating content and engaging with folks around the world for the purpose of talking about the ops audience and the ops area. So pretty cool there. And this is fun watching like multiple people try to figure out this audio thing. I'm talking directly into the microphone to see if that even helps even more. I can hear it slowly starting to go up in my left ear, if that helps. So your audio input must be going up higher there. Do we have an amplifier going on? See?
All right, we're good.
We're good now?
I think we should. It's as good as it's going to go.
Okay.
I mean, essentially without maxing up. Oh, look at that. Yeah, look at that.
See, now
we're
hot.
Really good.
You're good.
Oh, yeah, we're really
green
good.
Green yellows. Yeah, so team is starting up. Global presence, going to be focused about, let's say, approximately 60% online interactions and activities, and then 40% folks for in-person and at conference, stuff like that. Third parties and first parties.
Have you attended any events so far in the new role?
It's only been 2 weeks, dude.
It is event season. I thought there was stuff going on.
It is so. Event season. We're actively engaged with planning and updating and refining this little small conference you might have heard of before, Ignite, going on in September time frame.
Just a couple people show up to that,
just
right?
Just a couple people show up to that
one. All right,
there.
Fair enough.
So we'll have a bunch of folks that are going to be at that one. And, I'm darn excited. Very
excited. Sounds fantastic.
But the other part of the role is obviously going in and going for listening first and then talking second. So taking advice and input from the community about how to improve products and how to improve experience and improve connections, and then going ahead and implementing that. So that's where the advocacy part comes in, besides just talking about tech. Very cool stuff.
Awesome.
And we're looking to hire people around the world and trying to fill up the team. But we're taking our time doing it because, as you know, with Microsoft, headcount, does it stay? Does it not stay? You know,
yeah.
You have to balance between how fast you hire for getting the right people to getting the right experiences, but then also have the issue of possibly having to slow things down.
Just a little. Mic two.
Mic number two down.
Yeah. Because I can see that I'm over.
You're overextending.
Everybody. Yeah.
You're overextending as always.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, that's better. Okay. I've been traveling.
No.
Really? Shocker, right?
Never would have noticed that.
which is why nobody sees me.
Right.
We've actually run a couple of events. Was just in Chicago.
Did you bring back any Revolution?
I was only – this is
– No, it's a binary question, yes
no.
or no.
No.
Thank you.
There is an explanation.
Okay.
I got that nasty, horrible cold that has been going around on the day I arrived to Chicago.
What's the nasty, horrible cold?
It just kicks your butt. Yeah. The congestion, the headaches, the cough.
Ouch.
Yeah. And of course, I was trying to run an event, so I didn't get out anywhere. It was pretty much if I wasn't at the event, hiding in a corner.
You were hiding in your hotel.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, exactly. And walking around with a bottle of the hand sanitizer so that I could, you know. Sorry, just for your safety, yeah. Right?
For your
please
safety.
Please stay 5 feet away.
You didn't bring a hazmat suit?
Well,
no. You could wear the mask that everyone wears.
I did wear a surgical mask, yeah.
Wow. Jeez.
I didn't want to get people sick.
I guess.
I mean, I had to be there. So fortunately, however, the hotel bar did have Revolution. So on the last evening when I was feeling it a little bit better, I did have one Revolution beer. So they do now a Pilsner, which is net new.
I have not heard that one yet.
Yeah. I haven't had a chance to try it, but I was looking on the website, and I was really disappointed I didn't get to go. But I also missed CH Distillery.
Yep.
So I kind of missed the whole normal Chicago
experience.
I didn't even get to Portillo's.
Wow.
So there was no Chicago Dogs, no
No, nothing.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, it is depressing.
It's totally
depressing. Yeah. I might have to go back to Chicago, run another event just so I can catch up.
I had a good chuckle because my boss was on vacation last week. And he got to go to Palm Springs, and he was going to spend the whole week in Palm Springs and all this stuff.
The Palm Springs of California?
Yes.
Okay.
I just not, to not, sure Washington. Not Washington. And the second day he's there, he got the norovirus. And he was down the whole week. His wife
That's
and his,
brutal.
And then his wife and his kids got it. And just, it was, yeah, he got to be just horrible.
No Giordano's. Heather, no popcorn. I had, my Chicago experience was ORD in my hotel room. And a couple of times I showed up at our facility.
Wow.
And it's ORD is such a great airport.
Yeah.
I don't see why you guys don't like it. Whenever I've flown there, I've never had a problem. You have to walk.
Well, I mean, it's getting better. And Alaska's actually flying into a better part of the terminal, which is nice now.
That's nice now.
They're not off in some annex. Mm-hmm. But
Siberian ORD.
Yeah, exactly.
Or Midway.
Yes, exactly.
You're sorry, not still contagious, are you?
No. Long over
next
it.
Year. That's why you put me on this side.
Yes. Exactly.
That's why I'm over here, buddy.
Exactly. No, ORD, it's not the worst, but they don't have clear.
Ouch.
So you actually had to stand in the TSA line?
Which is ridiculously long at ORD. So, but anyway, it was all good. Get there early. The thing that killed me was the traffic. Because they currently, on both freeways leading out of the airport into downtown, both freeways have construction on them and are down to just a couple of lanes. It took an hour and 22 minutes at 4 p.m. to go from ORD into downtown. And then it took just over an hour at 6:30 in the morning mm-hmm. to go from downtown into ORD. And it's 15 wow. miles.
The couple times I've gone to Chicago, I've always used the train. In and out of the airport.
Yeah, that was, well, yeah.
Lessons learned. Yeah. Hindsight 2020, right?
Yeah.
I wasn't necessarily thinking as straight as I would normally think.
Do
you see what you just did here?
I kicked it again?
and now you've got tea leaves everywhere. So they've got
Bad
a new
dog.
System here where you use the loose tea leaves in a strainer. And so he took the strainer that has all the loose tea leaves in a small cup and he set it down by his feet. And then, of course, he adjusts where he's sitting. And now the nice clean floor in the studio. Not so clean anymore.
Here, you want me to put this over here?
Can't take you anywhere.
Right. Got it.
Thank you.
Golnaz,
thank
if
you.
You're listening, I'll have to get a vacuum cleaner. you're supposed to turn the crank
once,
but it doesn't stop. It doesn't click or anything. It just you turn it and it just works. I don't know. We'll work it out. Okay. Travel, new team, fun,
and now the show.
Yep.
Our
so
second
that's what
segment.
To. Actually, there is also a new document that I just tweeted out about today.
What's that?
Which we if you can follow me on at Joey Snow if you don't already know this. But it's a new Azure AD doc where we talk about security considerations.
Yeah.
And no, we didn't publish it yet on docs because I don't know why. Anyway, we had to publish it to the Download Center. You can grab the link off of my Twitter. But it's basically how are we protecting your directory data as it's transited, as it's in rest? What are the various components inside of Azure AD and how things are working there? So we published that out today. So check it out on my Twitter.
Wow.
It's the latest tweet that I tweeted.
Nice. And it's being converted into a docs format doc.
I don't know. It's one of these strange, is it architectural? Is it how to, where does it really belong kind of scenarios. Yeah. Yeah.
Those fun ones.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
We needed the information out there. Yep. I'm not throwing you under a bus, but I'm throwing you under a bus.
Sean Logan pulls out another interesting piece of information. I'll fix it. Relax.
Okay.
Sean Logan has tweeted another new piece of information. You can now get to docs.microsoft.com with a shorter URL of simply docs.com.
I did not know this.
So docs.com used to belong to a group that was created high-performance viewing utilities for
Office Docs.
And it was an internal project that Microsoft had created. And they decided to roll that functionality into the existing products. And the domain was there, and I believe that the docs group basically approached them and said, hey, if you're not using this one anymore, can we have it off of you? And there is an exchange of pleasantries and goodwill. And next thing you know, docs.com now redirects to docs.microsoft.com.
That is fantastic.
It's pretty neat.
That's cool. That is cool knowledge. Thanks for dropping that one, Sean Lowe.
I think actually it was
Mr. Logan.
It was a project also between Office and Facebook.
It was part of the collaboration there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm now only I'm now getting truncated comments on the video, so I can only see the first few lines.
And yeah, I know, it's crazy. I need to get to the post somehow.
Yeah, I know. If only we knew how to use Facebook.
If only someone would teach us how to use Facebook and how to do social stuff.
Right.
7 minutes ago.
Or we had a better streaming platform.
Well, anyway. So now let's talk about.
Oh, I got it now.
Oh,
I got the right one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Is that the one you got? You looking at? That's it.
Yeah. Okay.
So if you click on the go live.
Yeah.
Live.
This is the.
There you go. Boom.
Yeah, training part of the program where Rick Boom, trains Joey on how to use things.
Oh, you got to change your resolution, man.
Oh, I'm always changing my resolution. I never keep my resolutions.
There's one reason why we don't do consumer-based technology for technology instruction and consulting. It's because we both suck at it.
Pretty much.
Yes. But, you know, asking us to set up highly available infrastructure on top of IaaS inside of Azure, or possibly go in and wonder how ADFS works, or with Azure Active Directory works, we can handle.
We can absolutely handle that, but we cannot stream a podcast.
No,
which is why everybody tunes in.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
I think I got it down pretty good now. Maybe.
Okay.
We just need to get an input for audio.
Exactly.
We'll get it.
Golnaz, we need another input for audio.
Hey, how's the beer money work going? Done any support for your friends and your family and your family's friends?
I'm borrowing a watch. You see that one there? It's one of those iWatches.
Yeah, an Apple Watch.
Yeah, Apple Watch. Mm-hmm. And for the last 2 days, I've been fighting with it to figure out why the second hand isn't moving on the watch. Like, it's a watch. It's a piece of software. And I actually went to the Apple store last night for something else, for some beer money for my daughter. I bought her a pair of toothbrushes that hang in her ears.
The AirPod?
The AirPods, yeah. Bought her a pair of AirPods. Anyway, so I was there, and I asked the dude, and the dude's like, you know what? You try pressing this. Try pressing that. No, it's not working. I don't understand why it's not working. He's like, oh, well, did you turn it off and turn it on? I'm like, you know what? That's actually one thing I didn't try. Turned it off, turned it back on. Same problem. 15-second search online. You know what the answer is?
That particular face doesn't move?
That particular face, the second hand, doesn't move. The chronograph face, which I like the look of, actually has the second hand as the chronograph, no matter what you're trying to do, no matter what version of the face you happen to use. And I had mistakenly thought I had seen it sweep at some point, but I had seen it sweep because the chronograph had accidentally turned on and it was moving.
Oh, because it was.
Because it still shows you the hour and the minute while using the chronograph. And so I thought that was the way that it normally was, but apparently it's not. So I beer moneyed myself by simply switching the watch face to a different watch face and the second hand now moves.
So that's beer money support for yourself. I think that counts, yeah?
Yes, it does. So I got to pay myself in beer. What it was.
Oh, darn. You deserve a reward.
I do. I do. And, you know, I've only had, this is the scary part about this horrible diet that I've been on. Three beer. I've had three beer in the last month.
That is horrible.
I know, right? It's crazy.
I have a current beer money situation.
What was that?
The internet is down at the house.
Right now?
Yep.
You're troubleshooting it.
No. Because I can't access it to troubleshoot it.
On the show.
Which means it is not me.
Yes.
So, we'll be checking in with the
network engineers,
the ISP.
Got to check in with the network engineers. Tell them it's their problem.
Yes, exactly. It's the network guys. It's always the network guys.
It's always the network guys.
It's never my nice stuff. It's always the network. So yeah, I've currently got a beer money support issue open. It's currently at SEV3.
SEV3. So it's just for informational. It can happen within 7 days.
At this
days.
Point, yes. However. About 2 p.m., it'll go from SEV3 to a SEV1.
Yes, easily. As all the kids arrive.
Yes, exactly.
Now, I just have to ask. It's a site outage, right? It's a full site outage. All stamps are
But no one's
offline.
There.
No one's there.
If the site is so out still and no one's there, does it count?
That's exactly right. It's right? currently a Sev 3. The house is empty.
As soon as
I know it's down.
Arrives.
Nobody else knows it's down. So it's a Sev 3.
So as soon as the kids get home?
It escalates from a 3 to a 2 to a 1, and then if it's not resolved, it'll hit Sev 0.
Yes.
So, that's okay. So when a Sev 1 happens, top-level brass get notified.
Oh, yes.
That's going on. So who's the top-level brass in your house?
The wife.
Oh, no.
Does Heather find out when the internet's down?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm sure she'd notice, but at this point, it's a Sev 3 just because I've got other things going on and I don't want
like
to
like a podcast.
I had some beer money related to Channel 9 just via chat message yesterday. Apparently the new 12-port, it's a 12-port, I think. Maybe it's a 16. The new
switch,
10 gigabit switch, has 6 ports that are dead on it.
Yep.
I'm sorry?
They literally are non-responsive.
Yeah.
And I'm like, move the cable to a port that is known and working and see if the lights blink to check your cable on your other side. Yep, those work fine. Move it back over to that other one. Doesn't work. Cycle the power. Doesn't work. I'm like, well, that's going to be a replacement.
And which version is this?
We need which version. It's a 10 gig networking switch. I forget who runs it.
You just got a Netgear. Like a random. You didn't go with the Ubiquiti stuff on that?
No, they don't make one large enough. That was that large. That was 10 gig.
So. Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
Really?
No.
It's amazing. I thought they did. I had a little beer money yesterday, by the way.
Okay.
Came over here to learn how to do the OBS. Goalnest pulled me into the same problem.
Nice.
Oh, there was an outage.
She's like, I can't get this to work, and the hat won't come down here. Can you look at this?
I was working from home yesterday. Working from home.
Pierre has mentioned that in response to the fact that you've only had 3 beer on your diet, he's had 3 beer since the show started.
Oh, nice. Even better. And there's been one more sort of kind of beer money thing that you did just recently, Mr. Shockley.
I did.
He shared his phenomenal flow. Because when you work on Teams
not Teams the app.
Yeah, bit Teams the app, but also on Teams. when there's a distributed team, people always go off and say, you know, Joey Snow is oof for this day to this day or whatever happens to be. It's just the team knows. And they usually, the convention within Microsoft is that you would send a non-blocking, free time, no reminder type email for the span of the time that you're in an altered state or an altered place. And generally, the convention is you would always have oof inside the subject line as an OOF, out of office. And so I find them annoying because when your team is so large and you accept them just because you need to know, as Jared pointed out, on your home screen of your messages on your various different devices, it blocks up the entire amount of what your schedule is going to happen because they're all – you don't see your next meeting appointment. So
even though they're non-blocking?
Even if they're non-blocking. They show across the top as an event.
They're the first things because they're all-day events.
Yeah, and they always stay at the top because they're all days.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's actually created a mastermind of a flow for Microsoft Flow that goes in and basically says – I'll let you explain the logic just of what it is.
All right. Well, so. It's pretty simple logic. Whenever a new calendar event comes in.
Specifically calendar event.
If in the subject it has OOF or my team, we have enough people from around the world, OOO.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And in the subject line, it doesn't have my name.
So because he would send oofs.
Because I send my own oofs.
Yeah.
It makes a new event on a second calendar that I have called Oof.
Ah, so you have a special calendar for Oof.
Then I can shut that calendar off if I want to really see my schedule.
Ah.
Or you can say, show it to me inside of Outlook or whichever, and then have it sit behind your existing one.
Well, that's fantastic.
But it doesn't tie up your phone.
And it works on mobile, it works on web, it works on Outlook, the app. I mean...
And he's promised me he's going to document this on a blog.
Yes, I
And
have.
Also possibly shoot a video of how to set it up because it's a little bit tricky to set it up at first. I can help you shoot a video if you want.
Oh, no, I don't mind. I got that part. I mean, I'm probably get some help there, but it's just – that's one thing I've got to give feedback to the Flow team.
You've got to publish this to Flow as a template, dude. Like, it's that good, in my opinion.
Okay, I'll talk to them.
So it's definitely very, very cool. So – now I no longer have this pollution of my calendar events or what's going on for the day with all these oofs that are going on.
Now, the one other thing, the caveat, and when I do publish it, is it
the way the calendar or the way the event set up for the second calendar works, you have to put a reminder. So I put the reminder to be the prior day at noon. So it's better than getting it 15 minutes, like 11:45 at night. And it doesn't decline the other meeting yet. They're still working. Flow is working on that. That's issues in Flow. Once they get those fixed, I'm going to have those in there, and it'll just be a silent system.
That's nice. Awesome.
So it's very, very neat. So for a V1, or I guess, you know, our dev friends like to go with a 0.1.
No, this is
V1. Not officially released yet.
It's productionalized. You're not the only person. I've got five people using it.
It becomes production when you have an MVC, minimal viable content.
This is MVC.
For documentation purposes, you have to have docs. Otherwise, you're not allowed to release it to Microsoft.
That's so always true. It. I've seen some things we put out that didn't standard. Have all the docs.
That's the new standard. It must have documentation.
Okay.
I have to interrupt because just entering the room, we've now got an official in the room. Fire official Pat has joined the room. So I believe Pat has now an official capacity of a fire commissioner, I believe, is what it is. Yeah.
Seriously?
I think so. Yeah.
Do we have too many people in the room? We got 22. Oh
my God. So we down
21. Peter Gray has also joined us. let's see. Steve says, fascinating on Flow. Always arguing about the best way to manage OOF in Outlook or OOFs in Outlook. Yeah. Somebody else said they also use OOO. So I don't know. Is OOF? We use terms inside of Microsoft. Is that one of those that started here? Or is it kind of more?
It started a long time ago with out of facility in manufacturing.
Right. Gotcha. Right. Okay.
It's one of those handy.
It's Fire Commissioner Pat.
Fire Commissioner Pat.
Yes, sir. Fire Commissioner, sir.
what's the old In Living Color? The old character there.
The Fireman Bob. Or
the fire.
Fire Marshal Bob.
So anyway. I'm always fascinated are we speaking terms just because we get caught up here in our terminology?
Really?
We do have here.
Never.
So,
never. I mentioned to one of the new hire guys that just came on from outside of Microsoft, sent me an S plus, which is hugely Microsoft.
Oh, yeah.
S plus.
I don't even say S plus.
Yeah, that's just dating me right
that,
there.
That does.
That date does you. Date you.
Date you.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah. Fun.
Fire Marshal Bill. Thank you, Peter.
Fire Marshal Bill. Okay.
I was going to say, I knew it was a B name.
I'm going to have to check out this Flow, though. You'll have to get it documented and get the issues worked out.
I guess I got to put it through change control and everything else.
Sure.
Okay. Absolutely. I need a series of beta testers.
You know what?
Exclusive
beta
testers.
You know what I should do? I should post this to GitHub.
And you should get beta testers for it.
Absolutely.
Well, that way you can take issues with it, at least, and people can file issues.
Oh, I already have a VSTS instance for work items on it.
Nice.
S plus a term everybody use? S plus for meeting requests, or what do you use?
I use S plus.
I use invite. Send me an invite.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
I've also been using. Have you guys been to calendar.help?
No.
Calendar.help. You can sign up to get in. It's a AI based Cortana natural language assistant to help you book meetings.
Oh yeah, you mentioned this.
So I literally can say. Send a mail to, I can be on an email thread with JFlow or something like that, or like Sean Logan or whoever, doesn't matter who it is. I can sit and we can have a back and forth, and I can actually just simply add in the Cortana reference, which is an email address, and then it'll go back and say in natural language, it'll interpret whatever was said in the last message, and in the last message I simply say, find us some time next week in the afternoon and we can chat over Skype. And it will go in and look at my calendar, which I've granted it access to, find about four or five different options for a 30-minute meeting or a half-an-hour meeting, set it up to be able to use Skype, but then also in plain conversational English, engage with JFlow or Sean or whoever to basically say, Rick has time available on Tuesday.
So does it detect Thursday? This when you're sending the email, or do you have to tell it or add it to the email line?
Well,
you have to add it to the email line so it sees it,
I have to say
it
in email.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you next Thursday in the afternoon.
Right.
Or I want to talk to you next week in the afternoon.
Gotcha.
Cortana, or just, I don't even have to say her to go off and do it. I simply say, I'll just go ahead and book it. And then she will interpret it. She'll inform me that she's acknowledged that she's doing it. She'll email the different people. It can even happen to multiple people. They go back and forth all with her. And then when it's all done, She simply sends the meeting request and informs me you're going to be talking to Jay Flo and Sean Logan at 2 o'clock on Thursday.
That's super cool. So, but you do have to add like her or that.
You have to add the email address.
Okay,
that makes
gotcha.
It go into the AI mailbox and you have to be subscribed.
Adding Cortana to find time for us.
That's what I basically do.
That's fantastic. It's like, yeah, that's a true personal
cool.
assistant there.
Yeah, it is.
So that's very, very cool. It's in,
pretty cool,
it's in closed beta right now, but you can sign up to be on the wait list to get access to it.
That's cool.
So
I dig it very much.
It's, I shall well, be
I
signing
use,
up.
I use the FindTime add-in.
FindTime's good.
Yeah. Which where it sends the poll, right?
Yeah.
Hey, except, who's available here?
Except when people at Microsoft block their entire day, every single minute of the day.
Well, or what happens is your colleague blocks your entire calendar by sending,
an
I'm
oof.
Going to be oof, and
yeah.
he
right. forgets to turn off forgets, the, yeah. the business.
I always do the do not require a reply.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Or the other fun thing is I'll often tentative people on their oofs. Decline it. Sorry, no, you can't be out.
Exactly. That's what I do if they block my calendar.
So Scott was looking for, and Gareth mentioned it here, if you go to calendar.help is the actual name of the website. You
have and to there's the address thanks to JFlo.
Gareth mentions that there is a video on that from the
last
Ignite. Yep. Yeah.
Cool.
Very cool. Very neat stuff.
Yeah.
Very
neat. Awesome. Hey, speaking of Ignite, did you get the email where we've apparently been invited back to the podcast center?
I did.
Yeah, we should probably respond
to that
email.
I thought it was
email.
spam. I thought someone was social engineering me.
You were taken aback?
I thought someone was social engineering me to be able to get the patch and switch password.
No. No, we have actually been invited back to do the
other
podcast.
Ways to do that.
Patch and switch are actually banner examples of have I been pawned.
Pwned.
Have I been pwned? We have been pwned, actually. That's how we pay for the show. We pawn the show for the week and a half where we can't do it, and then when we can finally pay it back, we get the show back.
Right. Because it's such large market clout right now, let me tell you.
Yeah, exactly.
Such large market
clout. So be prepared for a live version of the big show, of the big program.
The big chew?
The big chew.
Do you think we should ask if we can do the keynote pre thing again?
Peter just gave out the password.
Dang it.
Peter. Okay, you're fired as our security guy.
All right, we'll have to change it to 54321 now.
Okay.
Don't say it out loud. Oh, sorry.
So, should you think we should ask if we should do the if we're allowed to do
I don't
the
know. I don't even.
My restraining order has expired.
Has it?
It has.
Okay, that's good.
So we might be able to.
We'll research that. As for now, we know we're doing the podcast.
Yep.
And look, at this point, just having any engagement
is good.
It's good. It's good. Yeah, they keep inviting us back despite the havoc that we create when we show up for the podcast. And actually, I am plotting. I think we need to do some more plotting with our friends.
Mm-hmm.
We have some other podcast friends that we may have to do some crossover with.
Ooh,
like you remember the old crossover episodes when Dukes of Hazzard would crossover with other shows, or
they did.
I don't know. I've just there were crossovers.
Oh yeah, there's always crossovers. But
yeah, like I don't know if Dukes of Hazzard was a good example. It was the first thing that popped into my mind. But yeah. Third segment of the show, we want to talk about beer money. Oh, we did beer money.
Second segment.
We can either go beer talk or we can go random spending.
Let's do beer talk.
So I didn't get any Revolution.
Right. I know.
And you've had three beer.
I've had three beer.
Do you have anything to say about beer?
I actually, one of the gentlemen that works in my organization, we have beer 30s every other week or so. Brought a Irish stout that his neighbor brewed that was absolutely amazing.
Wow.
And since I was DRI, I got a full glass.
Nice.
There you go.
I'm looking for suggestions on the next style of beer to brew.
Scotch ale.
Like I need to do a summertime wit that we normally use that we do fruit infusions with.
Yeah.
So I need to brew 10 gallons of that. But then I need to have another type of beer to
what
go
about
on
Kolsch?
My cakes. I've done Kolsch before, but I don't know. It's too similar to my Pilsner.
Okay.
My Helen's Lager.
Your
Helen's Lager.
I would like to approach a standard American ale, an American pale.
So you're talking like a Manny's.
Talking like a Mac and Jack. Well, Mac and Jack's.
Maybe I should do a Manny's clone.
Yeah, I mean, just something that's just a pretty legit, because it's, I mean, I'm not going to, it's a fairly simple beer to do.
Yeah.
But with the new processes that we have in place and the new equipment, it would turn out a very clean ale.
We're down one vital piece of equipment still.
What's that? Chiller?
Yeah.
Oh, the plate chillers are now on Amazon.
Well, we're down a chiller
so
right now.
We may need to make an investment.
If the good thing is because we've been in a lull for making beer, we've been able to schedule the loan of said equipment when we need to. And I just happened to see on Facebook, one of the groups that I follow, there's a guy that's actually selling his 10-gallon Bright Tank for $500. It's like $300 off regular price. The SS Brewtech.
Do we need a 10-gallon Bright Tank? Do you have room for that in
the
fridge?
I would make room for the fridge for that. Easily, but you don't even need to. It sits there, and you simply pump chiller through it. So the Bright Tank, in case people are wondering, basically allows you to put your beer in a finished state, in a filtered state. You can cold crash it to make it so it gets even clearer. But more importantly, is you can put it under pressure and carbonate it. And then some breweries will actually just go and actually serve the beer directly out of the Bright Tank.
Yeah.
For their taps.
But they go through a cold filter at that point, right?
Yeah. 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 But so there's a Bright Tank for sale. $500, which is rather nice. Still too much money for me, for sure. But it's like just on the edge of being interesting. And it's SS Brewtech, so I know it's good stuff, right?
Yeah.
Vizio MVP guy says Poutine beer. Bartello says Molson Canadian, and Pierre says a Moosehead clone.
Yeah, we've done maple syrup. I've done maple syrup infused Scotch ale before.
We did do that, yes.
And the problem is that the maple syrup. It's a very subtle flavor, right?
Yeah.
You literally have to put it in after you've done the fermentation to make it so that any kind of flavor even shows up. Unless you go with fake flavor, which just isn't the same thing.
No.
You get the chemical taste.
Yeah. I still have yet to find any kind of fake flavors I like. Yeah. Mayonnaise, eh? That's a good challenge. Maybe I'll see if I'll
do just a
mayonnaise
recipe. Good old-fashioned American pale ale is kind of a thing. Hey,
would you be interested in some of that if
yes,
I made some?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. I've got a, yeah.
So you got an empty keg.
I do have a very empty. Well, it's actually got some vitamin R in it. and I believe I still have some Georgetown stuff that I've got in cans.
So I currently in mine literally had the last dregs of my clogger. And then I had an event that I was going to. I was supposed to be providing beer, and I wanted to make sure it didn't run out. So I went down to BevMo, and I picked up a keg of Georgetown. What's their lager? Johnny?
Oh, well.
Is it Johnny?
What no. Is it? The Is it their lager or is it their
Pilsner.
Ale?
It's the Pilsner.
The Pilsner is, yes. It's one of my favorites. No, it's not Johnny. It's because that's Johnny Utah or Johnny. Yeah, yeah. Johnny Utah, which is not. That's more of an ale or IPA. It's I'll find it anyway.
So I bought one of those. But because I was being cheap, I literally just hooked up my transfer tubes and I transferred from the $49 deposit keg into one of our kegs.
OK.
And then
Rogers is
Johnny
the prisoner.
Rogers.
No, it's not Johnny. It's
Rogers.
Just Rogers. Yeah.
I then went and served. And then I topped it back up again to empty the keg and took it back the same day. I'm like, that is brilliant. Why haven't we thought of doing that before?
Well, we usually drain it, and then the keg sits in the garage for 3 weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
So I would suggest, if you're interested, we could also, instead of trying to make a Shiner Bock for the summer, we could just buy
order
a keg,
one.
Order one and then transfer it, man.
I think we absolutely should do that. Yeah. Hey, Super Crystal has joined.
Uh-oh.
And we've got to say big congratulations
yes.
to their new addition of their family.
Absolutely.
Super Crystal and Dave. I believe his name is Riker.
Right.
Probably
awesome
about a
name.
Week old.
Do we know?
And I believe
how large
out of
the
NICU now,
Kuhler
or will be out
now.
Of the NICU soon.
How large is the Kuhler family now?
I think 32.
I think they almost have enough for a hockey string.
I think they actually have two hockey teams.
That's the goal, I think. That's Dave's goal.
Is to have two hockey teams.
And Krista's goal is to have enough for two hockey teams that can play each other.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Good deal.
Versus. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Go out, freeze the backyard.
There you go.
Yeah. Absolutely. Let's see. I had something on along the lines of the beer conversation. That's all right.
It's beer festival this weekend.
It is next weekend. Nope. Sorry. You're right. It is this week. Starts
it
today.
It is Father's Day on Friday.
Starts today.
Yep.
Are we going?
I don't know.
Guess who's showing up tomorrow night? Art.
Ah.
Interesting.
I do have something this evening, but tomorrow evening I may be available.
That would be fun.
Interesting. It's a possibility.
We got a thumbs up from Father's the audience.
It is Father's Day. We should be allowed. Yeah.
We got a thumbs up from the audience over here.
In the audience of one.
We may have to investigate that. Those in the Seattle area, the Washington State Brewers, or the Washington Brewers Festival is at Marymore Park.
Amazing. Amazing fun.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Good time. Though I heard they put some limits on the tokens now. But
yeah, you have a limited number of tokens. You cannot buy additionals because of the advent of excessive consumption in past years. And some people are pretty bummed about that. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah,
I'm there not to going taste there the to, beer, not yeah, there exactly. to get liquored.
Exactly.
And there's plenty of crap breweries around. The other biggest issue that people have is that you obviously have long lineups, and that's just a matter of being smart with your time.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, and how we navigate, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we should strategize. We should get
together. Well, what I find interesting is a lot of times people at the festival will go and they'll stand in line for breweries that. I mean, for instance, there is one that literally you could walk to from there.
Yeah. Yes.
And their offering is exactly the same offering as they have at the brewery most of the time. They don't have – now, some brewers bring special editions, which is why
– Friday night's usually the best
show. And that's why I'm a little disappointed that I have a family event. My nephew is graduating high school.
Oh, you don't need to go see that. It's your nephew.
I know, right?
Come on. There's pictures online.
But yeah, having those special, but then there's others that bring one every day.
Yeah.
So you just kind of have to check those out at any rate.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
Yeah. Maybe good.
Yeah,
absolutely. Random spending. You spent randomly on some techie, geeky, gadgety stuff.
I've spent
a Jay Flo's over there nodding his head. He's going, yeah. Uh-huh.
I've spent a ton recently.
You got a what?
The, sous vide.
I got a sous vide.
Yeah.
Nice.
Welcome to the cult.
The cult of sous vide. I haven't gone there yet.
I haven't either, but I'm looking at it.
This guy shows up today.
Do you have a vacuum sealer?
No.
Go to Target or to wherever you want to go.
Costco has a good deal.
Costco has a good deal, but basically just go and grab a half decent one for like $20-$30 and then buy on Amazon the bulk package of pre-made bags, way cheaper than buying the name brand bags, and it makes your sous viding so much easier to do. I can make a recommendation of which one to get off of Amazon for the bags. It's awesome.
And then when you're finished, can you reseal it and then freeze it?
Yeah, if you want to.
Yeah, nice.
You wouldn't normally reuse the same bag.
Well, no, obviously bags. You're not going to use the same bag.
So I am going to, this weekend for Father's Day, I'm going to be sous vidding a chuck roast.
A chuck roast?
Yes, I've taken a chuck roast and I've seasoned it, and I've wrapped it up with butcher twine to turn it into like more of a roast type shape.
Yep.
And it is currently chilling inside my fridge right now.
Is it marinating in some sort of?
Just has a rub on it.
Okay.
That's all. Just a rub.
Nice.
And then it's going to be cooked for 18 hours.
Smoker? Or
no, inside the sous vide.
Just inside the sous vide.
Oh, and then would you smoke it at the end or?
I'm going to do just a pan sear.
Just a little pan sear.
That's all. Okay. No, I don't want the char smoke that per se, but that is a good idea.
Yeah.
To do that. So, yeah, that's my weekend project. One of my weekend projects.
I've been looking at getting one to do steaks because I hear if you do that and then you throw them on the grill for
you
like 30 seconds.
You
got to
come over and do steaks in my place, man, before you make the plunge. I had the Innova, and then I went to the I call them Jules.
Jules?
The Jules is quite nice.
What's the difference? Is there?
The Jules is basically only available if you have an app. But it is internet connected to be able to monitor it wherever you are. The Innova is, I don't know if you can do
the Wi-Fi one.
The Wi-Fi one has a higher wattage, so it's able to do a bigger volume of water. The nice thing about that one there is you don't have to be exclusively just on the Wi-Fi. You can also do it manually with the controls that are on it. And the Innova is just slightly larger, but that makes no difference for the type.
So Aaron is saying he's looking to join the sous vide club here shortly, as am I. So do you guys, did you get like a special bin or basin to?
I got a big Rubbermaid container.
Rubbermaid one. I was looking to the chef store or the
Amazon
kitchen supply.
Or a kitchen supply store. Yeah. Basically, you can get like a big Lexon big container like this. For when I do the 16-hour ones, I have actually modified an old cooler to be able to be perfectly insulated that you just stick the sous vide inside of. It works great.
Probably a little more energy efficient, yeah.
For when I use it for the steaks, we're only doing them for like an hour or two, I just literally, I have a very large, super large chili pot.
Are they, the the sous vide devices like the June and the others, are they very similar? Is one better than the other? Is it based on what your skill set is?
Equally as simple. As I mentioned, the Joule is only usable if you have an app on your phone, which they make for all
devices. So if the internet is down, you're toast.
No, because it still works locally.
No, I guess that's
true. But it definitely only works with that. So like as an example, I gave one to my friend because I had an OVA that I got through a repair because I had one and it broke, and they gave me another one.
Shocker, something broke with you.
I know, eh? Apparently, it's not a good idea to use the burner on the stove to heat up the water faster because the heat comes up the sides of the pot and it will melt your electrical cable.
Oh, my goodness.
That was my one.
Did you stick the electrical cable into your aquarium?
I was going to stick it in the water.
Put it in the aquarium.
Shot the fish again.
It broke.
Yeah. So there really is no difference. It just comes down to aesthetics and what it looks like.
Just so you know, the power of clausing has just crashed Peter Gray's Surface Book.
Nice. Through the interwebs.
Through the internet, we have claused Peter Gray's Surface Book. That's awesome.
Excellent. I'm rocking the new Surface Book, too.
I see that there.
It has no stickers on it, even. I need to get myself some stickers.
I've
been saving one of the two retro patch and switch stickers to go on this one.
I have two as well, and it will go on. Well, this is not my
the new one. Is there
device. New one? Yeah.
I also don't have a Dox sticker. I need to get a Dox sticker that I see is on Mr. J Flow's laptop over there.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
Do you want some Windows and Git stickers?
I guess not. I know I've got some Git ones.
Speaking of stickers, we need to look at getting some new stickers.
Yes,
we do. The good thing is, what's the countdown timer for Ignite saying?
Joined the room.
Yeah, Scott's there.
He should know.
It'll take 15 seconds.
We definitely should definitely have some new stickers done up. And I think it's also time to possibly do. We keep on talking about this.
The T-shirt
order.
Yeah.
We need to do a T-shirt order.
Okay.
We need a funny quote, and we need to come up with a better way of being able to do it. We could even make like an executive brand line for the TDMs and for the CEOs and CIOs, and get like embroidered logos. What do you think?
Just like a nice little embroidered patch and switch.
Yeah.
I could do that. We don't want to use the caricatures, do we?
Well, we could, if you wanted to.
That would scare anybody in a meeting.
But
Mr. Bartolo says we should make It's Friday stickers.
Yeah. We could do It's Friday is good, but we need a slogan for it. So that's going to be something we're going to have to do to come up with a new slogan.
Yeah. I like the PowerShell Commandlet one. That was kind of cool, but maybe we could do something.
Something fresh.
Yeah. Something new, something fresh. We'll open it up. Open it up to the listeners, because I know that there's a lot of folks that listen and watch the show.
Scott says 100
days. That are not there.
100 days.
100 days.
100 days.
100 days.
Today is the official countdown.
100 days remaining.
At Ignite.
But those of you who listen on the playback and do not watch live and want to interact and let us know what you think.
When you hear this after Ignite, because that's the speed at which we get them posted.
Oh, that's true. We need to actually post it. Okay. Anyway, @patchandswitch.
Seven new episodes coming up today, I swear. Seven new episodes.
If you could get us, hit us up @patchandswitch on the Twitter or facebook.com/patchandswitch.
And we could do some social around that.
Yeah, we absolutely should. We'll start doing
some polls, maybe?
Some reach out and polls.
Ooh, that's good. Now that we're actually using like real Twitter clients as opposed to the client that used to be on top of Windows Phone, we can do polls now.
My Twitter client can't do polls, but that's okay.
What client do you use on your phone?
Tweetbot or something like that?
I use Twitter on Twitter.
I use Twitter on it, yeah.
Yeah, I use, because I do everything in lists. And
We need three WorkSafe words to name the next episode of the program, as we're about 4 minutes away from the show ending. So send us three WorkSafe words, and we'll work on getting
we have
T-shirts and stickers.
We have competition.
Oh?
Apparently Peter Gray just said, now featuring Frederick Nielsen.
Yeah, I saw that. He's on the list. Speaker. He is a featured speaker. There's several featured speakers.
Wow. Step up our game.
Well, we're never going to end up on featured speaker. We actually have to do a session.
That is true.
We haven't done a session in a couple of years.
So far, we've gotten Oof and Revolution.
I like those two. Yeah, we'll go with Oof and Revolution.
The revolution of oofs.
Bueno?
Yeah, sure. That'll work. Oof Revolution Bueno will be the name of the next episode of the show. Which will be in a fortnight's time.
Nice. The 29th.
Hang on. We have to double check because we are getting close to
fiscal year end.
No, that would be on the 29th. I'm here and good to go.
Yep.
I want to make sure it doesn't interfere. We're getting close to the holiday, so.
Brace yourself. Fiscal year end is coming.
Believe me, I know. Believe me. Are you on the featured speaker list? How did you get there? You don't even have a session, dude.
I do have a session.
You do have a session?
They just updated the page.
Wow.
That is hilarious.
Okay.
I'm disappointed.
I am too.
Nice. Oh, well. Well, maybe...
Maybe
if I ever get a session again, I'll be on the featured speaker list.
The band is behind the camera there.
Sorry,
what?
The band?
There's no band. We don't have the cable.
Can we do? Yeah, can we do the sound to sound us out?
It'll be interesting. He can just hold his mic closer to the
okay.
to the thing. We've still got 2 minutes, so we're good. See. Well, at least a minute. We'll figure out how it all goes. The most professional podcast in podcast history.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
can you do the roll call? Can you see all the people?
No,
it's hard.
I have to scroll. Okay. I have to do the scroll thing. Oh wait, hang on. It's not really up to date, but we'll give it a look. We'll give it a go.
We'll give it a go.
All right.
Anything else?
We will be back in 2 weeks. There will be posts of the update of the previous episodes coming up for those of you that subscribe on iTunes. Thank you for your patience.
Yes.
And we will be doing some socials. So if you do watch online and on Facebook and others, we'll be doing some socials over the next couple of weeks to give us some ideas on T-shirts, stickers, and maybe new additions to the show. Who knows?
Absolutely. And we will be doing the T-shirt drive online where folks can purchase.
And just so we know, we do this at a cost zero. We're not making any money off of this. What if we actually made it a little bit more and then we made a donation to something?
We could do that.
We'll find some kind of, it wouldn't be offensive to like tack on $5 or something like that for a donation to some kind of cause.
We could absolutely do that.
We'll figure out what kind of cause to do. And it will not be the Rick and Joey go to a night show cause. It will not be that.
No.
Funding of robots or autonomous driving cars to take us around.
Help.
Autonomous driving segways.
Help fund Steve to go to Microsoft Ignite. All right, that's it. We're coming up on the end of another exciting episode of the Patch and Switch program. Big thank you to all of those who have tuned in live. Vizio MVP guy, HJIT in the house. How did he walk in and I not see him?
He sneaks.
Ledwig is here. Peter Gray is here. Commissioner Woo-hoo. Pat in the house. We didn't set anything on fire, thank goodness. It's early still. Pierre, Anthony, who else is there?
Chris Key is there.
Who's Super that? Crystal, congratulations. Tiago, I'm scrolling.
You're good.
Gareth has been in the house. Appreciate him. Sean Lowe has been in the house. Aaron, it's good to see you.
Say hi to Steve. Steve
Lane. Say hello to Steve and the other Steve.
Anthony.
Bartolo, we talked about.
Is
yeah,
Bob
that's
there?
It.
Did you say Bob?
Yeah. We'll see you in a fortnight. Until then, have a weekend, everybody. Oh, yeah, and happy Father's Day.